Cody Simpson. Give him a warm welcome. Nice shiny guitar.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. So how are you all doing today?
Good. So how'd you celebrate?
I was in Hawaii. Yeah.
What part?
All of my mates tried to get me to go to Vegas, and I said, no, I'm going to Hawaii. I went to the North Shore of Oahu, and I was just surfing like three times a day, so it was good. It was a nice birthday.
Did you partake in any drinking now that you're of age?
Surprisingly, not as much as I thought I was going to, so yeah.
I feel like when you're 18, it seems like a lot more cooler than it actually is.
No, I know, yeah. And in Australia, anyway, the legal age is 18, so the 21.
Oh, so you're like, no, big deal.
Like, yeah, I've been fine for about 3 years.
Yeah. Nice. So you have a new project.
Yes.
Cody Simpson and the Tide.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk a little bit about the new project and why you decided to bring, you know, an into the mix.
It felt like a very natural progression for me as I continued on through my hopefully, you know, lifelong musical journey and career. And I'd met a couple musicians that I just got along really well with, more so than I had meeting anybody else through my career so far. And we became really good mates. We're all early 20s, and started jamming a lot and formed a trio. And we figured it was only appropriate that we, you know, write our own music and put it out. So I think it was a good next step for me as a musician and as a guitar player to do that. So.
And yeah. You left them back in L.A.?
I left them in L.A., unfortunately, yeah.
It's fine. It's too cold here anyway.
My bass player, though, is actually from Brooklyn, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw Sharif.
Sharif, yeah. Sharif. He's very jealous that I'm here.
All right, so you're going to play a couple of songs for us?
Yes.
All right, nice.
If you'll excuse me, I picked this guitar up yesterday, actually, here in New York, and it's very new, so it may go out of tune a little bit, and I'll have to stop and do that, but I'll do the best I can for you. In the sky up through the night, oh, don't you see it rise? I'm waiting for. Come on.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody's waiting for the moment to arrive. I will clear my vision, see the water on the rise. The wave is beginning, but will we make it out alive? Feet are stuck in quicksand, and we're running out of time. I'm just out here waiting for the time. Are you? yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 baby. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Put your guns at people, pointing them down at the ground. There's no revelation without the silence of the sound. Or your meditation, like a tunnel heading down, down into the kingdom, where nobody wears the crown. Can't you see the waters on the rise? I'm just out here waiting for the time. Aye, 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 aye. Alright. Aye, 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 aye. Aye, 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 aye. I'm just out here sitting out here waiting for the tide. I'm just out here sitting out here waiting for the tide. Can't you see the water on the rise? Waiting for, babe. I'm just out here sitting out here waiting for the tide. I'm just out here sitting out here waiting for the tide. Can't you see the water? Oh, can't you see?
Thank you very much. Words of the great philosopher. Stuff happens.
I don't work hard when it's easy. I put in work when it's hard. And girl, I never believed in love until I had yours. This is more than a season, baby, and I'm not just sprung. I'm not afraid to tell you that you're the one I wake up thinking about. The one I can run to when I'm feeling down. Oh, life is all good when you're around. Oh, I'm got nobody from the past is beating you right now. I take you home, mama. I let you meet my friends. You don't come with drama, darling. Oh, so I want you to the world. You're way more than worth it, baby. I don't feel like deserve. You got the peace and oh, you're my kind of perfect. I don't work hard when it's easy. I put in work when it's hard. If you know what I'm saying, I'll never leave in love until I had yours. This is more than a season. Oh, when I'm not just burned. Oh, I'm not afraid to tell you, baby, you're the one. Oh, you're the one I wake up thinking about. For the past is beating you right now. Cause I take you home tomorrow. I'll let you meet my friends, and you don't come with trouble. Oh, no, I want you to do the world is. You're way more than worth it. I don't feel like I deserve it. You got the peace and you're my kind of perfect.
Thank you very much. That was a song called Home to Mama, and this is another one off of the Wave 1 EP that we put out a couple months back. The first song you heard today was Waiting for the Tide, which was track one, and this is track three, called Tell Me Why.
Tell me why you ain't living, but you do not die. Tell me why you ain't laughing, but you do not cry. Cry for the young man who's fighting for your mind. Cry for the old man who's just past his time. Tell me why you ain't living, but you do not die. Tell me why the leaves, where they fall with your breath. And if the leaves don't fall, then they leave your breath to rest. Your rebellion puts you up to the test. To the nation for evaluation, washing you out with radio station. Now I'm done playing the game. Oh yeah. Just searching for shape beneath the tide. Put your tired mind that you break into the side. And you can tell me why you ain't living, but you do not die. Tell me why you ain't laughing, but you do not cry. Oh, cry for the young man who's fighting for your mind. Cry for the old man who's just past his time. Tell me why you ain't living, but you do not die. You do not die with the mess man, the gas man, the tax man. He's putting taxes on tax man while reaching out with the wrong hand. Singing to a systematic, static television addict, sitting on your attic. Can't seem to see out of plastic in the water, babe. You wouldn't vote that for your daughter, babe. Technological advances make no logical advances. Forget what you know left, you know that I yearn for you to tell me why, babe. Oh, baby, don't tell me why you ain't laughing, but you do not cry. Cry for the young man who's fighting for your mind. He's just past his time. Tell me why you ain't living, but you do not die. Tell me why you ain't living, but you do not die. Tell me why, babe, you ain't laughing, but you do not cry. Go sing it out for me now. Cry for the young man who's fighting for your mind. Cry for the young man who's just past his time. Tell me why you ain't living, but you do not die. Oh, tell me why, baby.
That was deep.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about that song, because I
use this mic. Or?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. That song.
Yeah.
That one kind of started out just as like a poem that I was writing, in which I was sort of condensing everything I wanted to say into, you know, something that lasted about 2 or 3 minutes. I thought that, you know, I'd like to include it on the CD just because I felt very honest and I felt very, very open releasing something with the lyrical content that has, because, you know, there's a lot of messages about a lot of different kinds of things, but a lot of also things that seem to relate to each other and correlate, you know, whether it be from environmental to political to whatever. I'm not a very political person, but...
Yeah. I know that environmental issues are really important to you.
And it all kind of, you know, comes full circle at the end of the day, so... Yeah,
I actually, there was an article that I read where you say that Waiting for the Tide is kind of an intro into your view for the world. Talk a little bit about that.
It's just kind of...
Is that the whole vibe of the Wave 1 EP?
It's part of it, I think. I almost felt obligated to share... the things that I'm sharing in terms of, the kind of environmental messages that are woven throughout kind of the fabric of the lyric and the song and stuff, you know, whether it be metaphoric or, whatever it is, you know, subliminal, you know, something like that. I wanted to, you know, almost, obviously I like to write kind of catchy, feel good kind of tracks, but, I like to talk about things also, you know, within them. And I thought it was a nice way of kind of, combining all of that and into, you know, a 2-3 minute tune.
Yeah, it's cool because I feel like with the shift into, you know, having it's kind of like a different project, so it kind of adds like a different element to your music, which
is cool. For sure. And now that I was sort of moved into not relying on anyone else to be contributing lyrics or all that kinds of stuff, you know, a lot of the times, you know, you go into a session and there'll be like five people
all trying to write the hit.
Dedicated not just to the melody, but just specifically to the lyrics. And, you know, it just ends up becoming a mess, you know what I mean? When it doesn't kind of spring from just a single, you know, all-encompassing personal vision that, you know, someone might have. And that's kind of what I'm doing now. So a lot of the stuff kind of does stem from my, you know, things I write, my poems, things like that. So
How long have you known the guys that you have been working with?
A couple years.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple years. I first met my drummer, Adrian, just through some friends. And then we went out and did some gigs on the road, actually around the States. And our bass player now, he was playing in another band. And we used to go out and watch that band every night just to see him play because we thought he was so good.
And you stole him.
And then we just jacked him. Yeah.
I love it.
Bass jacking. Don't try it at home.
So this is Wave 1, sort of like an EP. Are there going to be like, you know, Wave 2, Wave 3?
Yeah, we're hoping so. Yeah. should be the first of a couple of waves, yeah.
And is that coming this year?
Yes, maybe? For sure. For sure this year, yeah.
Nice.
Along with hopefully a nice kind of vast collection of tracks this year. So
nice. How does it feel kind of making the transition to being a solo performer to being essentially like a front man of a band?
There are things that relates to it, you know, because I've always played the guitar on stage. I've always been a kind of a, you know, quite a major part of, you know, what I do on stage and stuff. And I think I've just, you know, if anything, embraced it more, you know, and really dived into it as a musician would, as opposed to as just an entertainer would. So that's been really, really interesting and really quite rewarding. Because the guys that I play with, you know, they're really, really skilled musicians. They both come from Berkeley, and so I had to kind of keep up with them because we like to play a lot of blues and stuff just in our spare time and all that. And to have the ability to jam with them, you know, I got to practice a lot. So,
Let's talk about the EP cover.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. Has anyone seen it? The EP cover, maybe?
Nodding slowly. You guys have seen it.
How much preparation went into that cover?
That was shot in my house.
Really?
Yeah. There's a bucket of water and a black wall, really. Yeah.
So if you're not familiar, the EP cover,
a lot with a bucket of water and a black wall.
Yeah, Cody doesn't have a shirt on, and it's just like from here up, just black and white gorgeousness.
Thank you. I don't look like that at the moment, actually. That was a couple months preparation. Now I've kind of let it go. So
I love it. Well, we're looking
That's
forward.
That's why I keep this here in front of me now while I perform. Then maybe when I go back and have to do it again, yeah, it's just all a cycle.
Oh, stop. I was literally staring at your arm muscle while you were playing guitar.
Thank you.
All right, now that I'm blushing, it's fine. All right, so Grammys are happening on Sunday right downstairs from us. What are your plans for the big show?
I won't be here in New York. I'll be in Los Angeles, but I think we're going to go to Steven Tyler's house and watch it.
Oh, okay. No big deal.
Or his it might not be his house. It might be a party he's doing.
Do you bring an appetizer?
I've never met Steven Tyler.
Oh, really? So, wait, yeah. So how do you get an invite to?
We share a manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is, to me, still, you know, really just kind of out there, you know what I mean? But like, he was like, yeah, come along to Steven's and have dinner and watch the gig and watch the show. And, you know, I don't know. I'm nervous, but wish me luck.
All right. So last question. Song of the year this year. I don't know if you know who is up for
what were the
big award.
Again, the nominees.
We have 444, Jay-Z, Julia Michaels, Issues, 1-800, Logic, Alessia, and Khalid. Bruno Mars, That's What I Like, and Daddy Yankee, Luis Fonsi, and Justin Bieber, Despacito. Mm. So which one is your favorite of the year that you think may win on Sunday night?
Of those, I would be rooting for Bruno, maybe. Yeah. That's What I Like, yeah. I like that song.
Me too.
Groovy track, so yeah, I'd be rooting for him, but they're all very talented, so yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, have fun at Steven's house on Sunday.
Thank you, yeah.
I'll be thinking of you while I'm on my couch. And we're looking forward to more music this year, a tour hopefully as well.
Yeah.
Love it. Are you going to play a couple more for us?
Yeah, if you don't mind, can
nice.
I?
Nice.
Sound all right to you?
This is a track called Ramona.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody know what I'm talking about. I get up and jam soon as the sun come out. Mama said I should get a job one day, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Ramona, Ramona, meet me on the west side, babe. Ooh, down by the water, where the birds they sing your name. Somebody put a guitar in my hand, 'cause I'ma play all day till the sun's shining. Yeah. Blood on my hands 'cause I played too hard. But I can't find my car. Oh, Ramona, Ramona, and I put your hands to the sun. Ooh, I said, I know you wanna wave them around to everyone. Ooh, look at love.
such a good thing going when it's given to you. We can look at the horizon like we have a clue. When every single damn person saying,
I kind of hold my shoulders when I do this, I just kind of do it.
I say, you bathe on my roof. We'll get to the kingdom once we find the truth. When every single damn person say, we're too young, put your hands to the sun, baby, yeah. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh. First time ever I was lost for words. Felt so right, I couldn't be wrong. Love at first sight of that exist at all. I couldn't roll, felt like a Worcester. Then baby girl looked up and I said, hey there, pretty brown eyes, what you doing later tonight? Would you mind if I spend time with you? Hey there, pretty brown eyes, what you doing later tonight? Would you mind if I spend time with you, babe? Yeah. She was a little hottie, she knows she got it. Came from the city, so she loved to party. GT saw me rockin' that body, dancing all night long. Cause I can say that she was a wild one. No, that's why I was shy first, but I finally worked up the nerve. And I said, hey there, pretty brown eyes, what you doing later tonight? Would you mind if I spend time with you? I said, hey there, pretty brown eyes, what you doing later tonight? Would you mind if I spend time with you? Spend a little bit of time with you. 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 Oh, 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 oh.
moment you got them pretty brown eyes. Thank you very much. I had to throw it back a little bit for you tonight. Do you mind if I play one more thing for you? Thought I'd do something just a little bit different, if that's all right. My favorite thing about these kind of events and rooms to play is that you can switch it up and you have the freedom to kind of do what you want. Because I'm not relying on other bandmates or anything, it's just you and I here. But I'm going to sing you one of my favorite songs that I think is ever written. I think it's one of my favorite songs. Some fantastic versions of it out there, but I'll try to do it a half justice. Blessed day, this dark, sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of those people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, love you. Oh, I hear babies cry, watch them grow. Oh, they learn much more than I ever dream of knowing. So I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.